This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Intel Scanner.
Intel Scanner.
Tuesday night, 8:30.
And this, like every other Tuesday night,
is stormy.
We are coming to you from behind enemy lines in occupied territory.
Deep inside. Deep inside.
Deep.
Deep. Inside.
So deep.
FEMA Region 8. Here we go with the history of false flags. We'll try to keep it on topic as best as we can. If anybody would like to call in, phone number 406-545-4496.
Fo-fo-96.
Again, fool. No.
Fo-fo-96.
Bow-bow.
545-4496. All right. Hit us up.
Inside Joe.
Because, you know, shout out to you, you know, Ray Ray up in the
Ray Ray.
Ray Ray Rice. <Woo-hoo. laughs>
Day Day.
Ring the alarm. Oh, well, a lot of things going on in the news. I haven't even looked at the news the last couple of days.
Fucking crazy.
Is it frightening?
Yeah. Oh, we'll get into some stuff here. I'm saying.
Get in.
Apparently,
so good.
Kardashian had a death threat, so that's
oh, cool. Fuck. I didn't realize we ever had like some DEFCON 5 news.
That's DEFCON 5.
Is it DEFCON 1 or DEFCON 5?
DEFCON 1 is the worst.
Oh, yeah. DEFCON 1 then. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they got it backwards in War Games.
Well, 5 just sounds bigger.
I fucking hate Matthew Broderick. Like that movie, though. That was a cool movie.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Good movie.
So DEFCON 1 is like imminent threat, nuclear war.
But unless you get your new iWatch, then you'll be saved.
Apparently. It's not an iWatch.
You'll get the memo for where to go.
It'll put a nuclear shield around you.
Yeah, the iWatch, Apple iWatch. Get one today. We'll save you from the zombie apocalypse.
Didn't they have like some big special meeting today, Apple?
Oh yeah, it was a big live event where they released all their shit.
Mm.
This is what you can spend all your hard-earned money on, and so we can track you better.
Ooh, good. Why don't we buy our own spyware? Yay. Who's watching these people, man?
People from Apple?
Yeah.
Aren't they the government?
Oh, no one
has. Aren't these
has
big
to
corporations,
watch.
That's what our government is? It's just a conglomeration of these big corporations?
Well.
Or have I missed something? Have I missed something in the last 35 years? Or that's what I think is our government's made up of?
Bunch pretty much
corporate heads and owners of,
and these politicians are just stupid talking puppets for different corporations,
usually the brother-in-law of one of the corporation heads.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they go back and forth, like they'll be a politician for a few years and they go be the CEO of a pharmaceutical corporation or an industrial corporation, then they go back into quote unquote public service, whatever that fucking means. And then they, you know, bounce back and forth
after they get the laws changed, so that way it'll favor their company policies.
Yep.
So Nancy Pelosi is wanting regulators to have sweeping new powers over the internet.
Ooh.
Again.
Dude. So I wish Nancy Pelosi would fucking just keel over.
Oh, students wear shame suit for dress code violation.
Oh, I saw that. The little slutty girl that was wearing the shorts.
Shame suit. You go put your shame suit out. No.
Called you should a burqa.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Put your shame suit on.
Yeah, that's what it should be called. Not a burqa. That has too much negative connotations.
We'll call it the shame suit.
Bitch, put on your shame suit. I'm about to ship you to Iran.
Oh my God.
Show you what they do to women over there that wear some short skirts. Correct you, they will.
Correct you, they will, indeed.
Oh, well, we're getting it started off here with a bang. We haven't even gotten started on the topic yet. What's going on in Russia? Is that anybody know anything?
Ceasefire that they declared was kind of null and void from the start. Oh. So they're back and forth again.
Oh, good.
More they ran out of borscht, or whatever they call it.
Borscht.
Borscht.
Yeah.
No more borscht. What about Israel and the Middle East? Is everything okay over there?
The mighty ISIS is still reigning supreme.
Oh, that's shitty.
Oh, no, we took out a Humvee and we took out a checkpoint.
Oh, did we?
Yes, we
well, that's, cool.
And by we, you mean
our airstrikes.
Oh, cool.
Oh, it's airstrikes now. Huh?
Yeah, we're not trying to go to war, but we're doing airstrikes and we're forming a coalition with NATO to go in and whoop some ass.
Uh-oh.
Even the Arab League, they're like saying, hey, you guys got to get a handle on these guys. We're kind of fucking with our money.
The Arab League.
Like, the League of... Meanwhile, at the League of Arabs.
That's what it sounds like. Like they got a fucking
deep
Arab
in oil fortress.
Deep in oil fortress 14.
Sub-level 48.
The Sudan Peninsula.
Put a dung beetle medallion. Yeah. Fucking lion comes up out of the sand and going to the cave of the Arab League. And
we're the super NATO friends get together.
And no Jews.
And no Jews.
There's no Jews for at least a half mile above us. Was it the Morlocks who walked the face? Eloy or the Morlock?
Eloy.
Those Jew Eloys.
The Morlocks ate the Eloy.
Yeah. Well, that was fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What else do we have going on? I seriously haven't even checked the news in like 2 days. I'm fucking
nothing
disgusted at myself. Oh, the football thing. The football player. All of a sudden, months later, now there's footage of him knocking this chick out in the elevator.
Well, it was because the company where the incident took place, they decided to sell the footage to TMZ, and so TMZ released it out and said, hey, what the fuck is up with this shit? How come you only got suspended for, what, 2 or 3
games? What the fuck, TMZ? Why didn't you put the fucking whole video out rather than be all political with it? Trying to play a little bit of political power. Fuck them. So punching women in elevators is
not
totally
cold,
cool.
Too.
Dude, ice cold. I saw it. Wow. She was iced out. What was it, for like 2-3 minutes? Didn't we watch that?
Yeah.
She was iced out for minutes.
So you think she deserved it?
Well, there's no audio. Oh. So I can't judge whether.
And
I don't know the story either.
She was kind of hitting him. So.
Yeah, she tried to.
Oh, and she assaulted him
but,
first.
Well, no. When you see when she walks up, it looks like he spits on her first.
No.
And then she hits him.
Oh.
And then they get in the elevator.
What? Really? He spit on her?
Well, you know,
that's what it looks like.
Spit on
that's
her
awesome.
Out of love before, so.
Right. It was not. I thought I was trying. That's how we flirt.
A little love, a little love spat.
What?
Lover's spat.
Right.
Spat.
I mean, that ain't the worst shit he squirted at her yet.
Yeah.
Well, see, he played it all wrong. See, he knocks her out in the elevator, and he's, like, trying to wake her up, and he's, like, smacking her on the head and shit, like, hey, babe, wake up. What he should have done, then he, like, pulls her out of the elevator, like, halfway. So the elevator doesn't shut now. And there's all these other people coming around, and this is the video, and there's all these other people coming around, and he's, like, still, like, trying to shake her and shit. He should have picked her up and been like, oh, baby, you need to quit drinking so much. Get over here. Right. Hey, bud, will you help me get her to the car? I mean, he in the time he's sitting there, like, slapping her in the head and making a scene, he could have already taken her to the car and been... Not made such a spectacle.
Played it off at least.
Yeah,
a little
at
bit.
Least.
Yeah.
Fuck, and then went and tried to make an offer for that fucking security tape. I mean, wow.
Well, yeah. I mean, you gotta buy the fucking evidence.
I mean, in this day and age, who the fuck is doing any of that out in public? Punching a woman in a nice hotel's elevator like there's not security cameras? I mean, he's trying to try to pull it like a Jay-Z when the Jay-Z.
Yeah,
got
whole,
attacked. He's probably
James.
Trying to be all, fuck, I'm involved in girl drama too.
Oh, yeah. It's real.
It's fucking
that
so awesome.
Stupid asses. So, also, welfare recipients can use debit cards to buy marijuana now. Yay!
What?
Oh, boy. Boy, they are just trying to divide people. See, that's going overboard.
They're giving away weed to low income.
Giving away is one thing, but you can't be letting people spend.
Using your debit card to do it from your food stamp shit.
Oh boy, they are just trying to stir the pot with allowing that shit.
Wow. You can't use your EBT card at a liquor store, but you can now use it at marijuana dispensaries in states such as Colorado that have legalized pot. Yay. Says Senator Sessions revealed this Tuesday. The Alabama Republican announced that he was drafting legislation to close the welfare for weed loophole.
I would agree with closing that loophole. That's kind of stupid. And I'm all for legalization of drugs and everything. It's not about that. But we got to draw the line.
You can't buy your weed with food stamps.
No. That is for soda and candy bars. That is to get munchies from smoking weed. That is not for purchasing weed. Fuck. People, God, not everything can get put on the back of fucking Uncle State, Daddy State.
Your weed habit? Oh man!
But you got to go hustle for that. I mean, come on, go hustle for that.
So yeah, weed.
What's gonna be happening when you spend all your food stamp money on weed?
Which is awesome because normally that's 50 cents on the dollar for your food stamps. Hungry. You only get, man. They give full price for your food stamps.
Yeah, back in the day when they had paper.
If you're buying weed from anybody I know. It's 50 cents on the dollar for your food stamp card, man.
That's what it's always been, right?
Yeah.
The trade-in? Yeah.
So they're giving a way better deal at the
dispensary. So if they're accepting weed or food stamp card for weed, then they should just start selling everything there.
Heroin?
Yeah, well, like have it like a restaurant, munchies, fucking...
Gatorade,
you know, all the food, everything. Just
but
have
they're
everything.
They're selling medibles at a lot of those places, too, like the cookies and brownies and suckers and candy and shit. Speaking of that, I got some cotton mouth that would knock a horse down tonight.
Like
seriously,
right now?
Yes.
it's on... Where's the drink? Where's Drink Wench?
Unbelievable.
Drink Wench!
Drink Wench! Get your
drink
fine
wench.
Ass over here!
did Drink Wench even show up to work tonight?
Drink Wench is... I think she's drunk.
I think she's still passed out in the kennel. Should we let her out?
Am I drunk?
Go get Drink Wench.
Drink Wench. I miss her. She should be at our side immediately.
God damn it.
Drink Wench.
She's going to wish she had never passed out drunk again.
She's going to wish... She's gonna wake up so sore.
She's gonna. I'm so thirsty.
Rope burns and everything.
I blame somebody else.
It is not my fault. I did not.
Not my fault.
I did not do it. And it is not my baby.
Nope. But I will pay for the abortion.
But what rhymes with
half of it?
Schmishmartian.
Oh, yeah, we can't say the exact word. We got to use different.
Rhymes with Schmishmartian.
See, now this is a good topic to get on.
Schmishmartian?
Overeating. Well, what's on your mind? Absmortion? Absnortion? We need a new word for abortion. Like a catchy marketing term. Abortion's so 20th century. I can see your wheels fucking rolling.
The love killing.
We love, could use Orwell's example, call it an unbaby.
An unbaby.
Baby. You need
disposing of unbabies.
You need to get yourself unbabyfied.
Hey, that's very that was extreme. That was pretty clever actually. Go. That was newspeak for everybody.
Unbaby.
Disposing of unbabies. We're gonna have to get on this topic at some point. I got a. Was that it for news? What else? What else is fun going on? Nothing. Obama's still a doofus. Putin's still doofus.
He's flexing though.
Just one more thing.
Putin is.
Oh yeah, he's taking pictures.
Doesn't
and
he
shit.
Do judo and shit with like fucking 10-year-old boys?
Oh, he's ex-KGB.
He's big time. Bolshevik. Bolshevik terrorist.
There's my. Oh, now I'm getting again.
Yeah,
I was in and out.
My left came back in.
Now I'm back in.
Yeah. Now it's working.
Is that better? Yeah, all right. Oh, so, also, Ebola explodes, threatens Liberia's existence. 15 more countries at risk. More than 1,000 dead in the last 21 days. So, Seems that taxis, motorbikes are a hot source of transmission. Sheets, towels, TV remotes, key reservoirs.
They have TV in Africa?
I didn't think they did, but they got
two channels.
They got like fucking Disney Channel and they got DVR. Are they fucking like recording fucking Let's Make a Deal and shit?
So yeah, I'm sure they are. They are.
Huh. Could you imagine them watching all the ice bucket challenge shit going on? They're like,
can you imagine what they would actually think about the United States? I mean, like on one hand, you would hear about like the Bloods and Crips and the Al Capone and all this whole scary, you know, John Wayne Gacy. And then like you see these shows like Dancing with the Stars and Disney movies. And it's got to be such a contrast in people's minds. Like, what the fuck is going on over there? It's got to be like.
So 1,000 dead in 21 days. That's a lot more this time. Seems like. The last 21 days.
What's the exact number on it so far?
Dead. It's like over 2,000, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. But 2000. At the same time, 250,000 people a year die of the flu.
Yeah.
250,000 people a year die of the flu. Usually so 1,000 people die of Ebola. Woo, and everybody's all scared all of a sudden.
Well, that's that.
Is that total, or that's how many have died just in the last couple weeks?
Last 21 days, 1,000 dead.
Hmm. Well, sounds interesting. Sounds like it's doing what it was created to do, I guess.
I guess create fear, and then thereby sell their vaccine or whatever the hell they're going to try and sell to, you know what I mean? Everybody needs to get an Ebola vaccination because you might get Ebola. It's running rampant.
Well, why are they letting these stupid fucking idiots, why don't they have a satellite hospital set up in some third world part? You know, why are they bringing them back to the States? Is what I'm saying. Like, they're bringing them back to hospitals all over here. It just doesn't make sense. If it's such a bad, horrible virus, why would they even be letting it touch the shores over here? I mean, doesn't the government remember what happens when you hand out smallpox blankets? I mean, fuck. We all know what happens with these fucking viruses.
Yeah, it's going to accidentally leak out.
I don't know. What happened with the West Nile virus that was supposed to go, holy shit, rampant?
Isn't it still around?
Yeah, I heard of another outbreak in California just recently, the biggest one in a while.
It runs rampant throughout Louisiana, throughout the Deep South.
Yeah.
It's all over Alabama.
And yeah, there was what's the H1N1 then? Swine flu?
Pig AIDS.
Pig AIDS.
Yeah, swine flu.
Swine flu.
Pig AIDS. Pig AIDS. Good old pig AIDS.
So, what about that? Doesn't seem to be killing. I don't know anyone that's died of swine flu. I've never met anyone that's died of swine flu. or West Nile, so I don't know.
None. I haven't found any either.
So if you've ever died from the swine flu, give us a call.
Yes.
406.
Bow.
545-4496.
Right. 55.
Yeah, hit us up.
555.
And if you out at the club, if you got your hair did today, if you got your nails did and you out at the club looking all good, you give us a call tonight. Thank you. We miss you.
Call me Shaniqua.
And DeBlonda. Remember DeBlonda? She's a pig. Oh my God, she's just a DeBlonda.
DeBlonda. Yeah, she took me home one night, man, and she came out the room all in this little robe thing and shit, and I was like, DeBlonda, what you doing? She like, oh, I'm just going out to feed my fish. And I was like, girl, you need to get some clothes on that ass.
Go get my hair done, dude.
Get your clothes on that mask, girl. All
right. Damn. Before we get burnt down by the Black Panthers, I guess we should start fucking. The night's topic is the history of false flags. I have a few fun ones here I thought was fun. The term false flag comes from Navy ships that used to use another country's flag to bring the boat next to them, and then right before battle, they would hoist their flag, and that's where the term false flag came from.
Neither.
But well, which is your favorite false flag? Should we even ask the favorites? Let's hold off on our favorite false flags until the end, I guess, because I got a few that I don't know if people have heard about. This was in 1788, Sweden had Russian military uniforms produced, and then attacked one of their own settlements on the Swedish-Russian border. outrage among the people allowed the government to go ahead with war, and of course the people beforehand were really against war with Russia. But after that, it was time to do it. 1931, Japan blew up part of a military railway, blamed it on local peasant terrorists, and Japan invades what is called Manchuria, northeast China. 1939, Nazis dressed concentration camp victims up as German soldiers and then killed them in bloody fashion, took pictures of it, and it sent the German people into a bloody rage against Poland. And they went to war against Poland. We all know what happened in 1939 against Poland, so we don't even need to even talk about that. 1933, the Nazis, of course, burned down the Reichstag, blah, blah, blah. We all know about it. We've mentioned that several times. Look it up. Communist terrorists. That was really what began the whole Nazi takeover of everything. Getting comfortable. And so what do you have for the... I got some more here.
Oh, I got a couple of
you. You want more? Mm-hmm.
Give it more. So good. Oh. So good. Don't stop.
Don't stop.
No, you got what? What do you got? What else do you got?
World War One, when the Germans bombed that little cruise ship going across over to Britain.
World War One, a U-boat torpedo hit ocean liner Lusitania. Mm. Lusitania, near Britain, and some 1,200 people, including 128 Americans on board, lost their lives. Subsequent investigations revealed that the major explosions were inside the Lusitania, and it was secretly transporting 6 million pounds of artillery shells and rifle ammunition, as well as other explosives, on behalf of Morgan Banking Corporation to help their clients, the Britain and the French. Meh. It was against U.S. law at the time to transport war materials and passengers in the same ship.
Mm-hmm. That would make sense.
That's why they were doing it, hoping that it wouldn't get bombed. But the Germans were like, we know what's like, going on.
Come on, bud.
We got this.
Yep, so innocent people lost their lives, tragically, because of the Morgan Banking Corporation. That was in 1914.
Morgan.
That was a good time for banks.
Oh, yeah. That was when the Federal Reserve started.
Well, not started. It changed names.
No, yeah.
It was started. It was the U.S. Bank. It was the Bank of the United States. And then it just changed names. Nothing else changed. Good old fucking... Oh, I found this false flag that was fun. Between 1950 and 1951, several Iraqi Jews were bombed throughout Baghdad. Two confirmed activists with the Zionist Underground, which is now known as the Mossad, were found guilty and put to death. 26 other Jews and 9 Arabs were also found guilty of collaborating in terrorist activities. Now, I thought this was fun, because the Jews and the Arabs can collaborate and get along, as long as it's to kill Jews. So they get along.
Just like
the elite Jews and the Christians got together to move the Nazi movement. It just, all it costs is blood. So that's fun. So I thought that one was interesting. That was a whole big story to it. I didn't write down all of it, but look into that. That was pretty interesting. 1950s fucking Israel.
Korean War, 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
Korean War, was that a... What about the overthrow of Iran in 1953? The CIA went through and just did all sorts of false terrorist attacks, blew up mosques, killing public figures, blamed it on, like, nationalists, communists from Iran, put in their puppet little President Shah.
And then there was a coup over that.
In 79. They dumped that whole... The whole CIA police force, that whole private police force they had there.
We've been pissed off CIA. Ever since.
Oh, fuck.
We were sending them jets at one time. I mean, my grandma actually went to college with a... He was like a lower prince of the Iranian royal family over there. He owns a fila. when Fila first started out. But
shoes, Fila, shoe company.
Yeah, yeah. And so, what we would do is we would bring all these Iranians over here, train them to fly all of our fighter jets, and then send them back home with the jets. I mean, we were just giving away these $25-35 million planes away, left and fucking right, saying just keep everything in check over there.
Yeah, just pay us back, you know, whenever you get around.
I mean, it was during the whole Cold War thing, so we were trying to surround Russia with fucking allies and bases and shit, you know.
I will do this favor for you now, and I will come to you someday, and I will need a favor in return.
That's exactly what it was.
but I get the fighter jets now, right?
This the day of my right? daughter's wedding, you will get the fighter jets.
Thank you. Are these push start or key? Is this how do you do this?
What the hell?
but that's probably been the biggest of all of our false flag operations. Isn't quite that we're, in a sense, going in there and trying to represent something else. It's we're going in there to fuck up the whole economic and political structure that these third world countries have, and so they have no other choice but to come calling to us for help and shit. And it's just a back and forth thing. You're always trying to feed the war, so that way somebody's always losing at one time. When one end starts losing, you give them a bunch of guns, and then
the other side starts losing, the false flag thing's all about.
Oh, it's just corporate anarchy.
Both sides of the war, starting it for one side to, you know.
I don't think
money off of both sides, really.
Yeah, I don't think
they always do it.
Any kind of fucking corporate power. I don't think they're really worried about taking over the country. They want to keep them there fighting as long as they fucking can, so they can keep on sending them bullets and sending them guns and tanks and planes and RPGs and body armor and shit. I mean, we've been doing that for the last fucking 6 fucking years, sending arms to Syria and arms to Egypt.
Oh, that's an old game.
Helping out Ukraine.
That's an old game. Arming both sides of the conflict, man, that goes back to, you know, the days of King Herod.
Oh, yeah, no, from way before that.
ISIS is using those Syrian weapons now that we supply.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Oh, yeah.
I've been seeing pictures of these guys who are supposed ISIS commandos, but yet they got U.S. Army tats on them and shit like that.
They're, like, wearing Jordans and fucking...
wearing Jordans.
It's fucking... <awesome. laughs> Yeah, those guys are getting kind of rough, but... I don't know. I mean, at some point you got to think, you know, how recent is all this footage that we're seeing? What if this is shit going on that happened 6 or 7 months ago? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's
just it. It's what is all this falseness for? Like these two beheadings of these journalists.
Yeah.
While we're on the subject of false flags, let's discuss that. What a fucking crock of shit. I mean, is anybody buying this?
That's a prime example on something that gave us a reason to go back into war.
Big time.
And there's been numerous people coming out saying, you know, those videos aren't quite that fucking real. I mean...
They're not.
They don't look real to me.
Anybody who's falling for that?
I'm no expert.
The Mexican drug cartels, they'll post the actual video and they'll show the whole sawing of the fucking head off and shit. And you see it. You hear the snap and, you know, when they cut through the spine and all that shit. I mean, but these ones, they start with the initial slice, which that can, I mean, fuck. I mean, we've been doing that in movies for fucking years, so that's not a big fucking deal. And then it fades off and it cuts back to the guy's body laying there with the head on top. And it's like, well, fuck, you know, I mean.
A pool of blood.
We've been making fake heads for years. That's how
the like, I've seen Hellraiser. Albatross. I've seen this all done before.
Yeah. It's, you know, it was the same. I mean, well, fuck, the most famous false flag of recent times, you know, 9/11, considering that's what a couple of days away it's happening, or anniversary of it. But
the 13th anniversary, actually. Yeah. This will be 13 years.
But if you watched it live, I don't know, I've spoken with this with I don't know how many folks, but when you watched them live and you watched those towers fall, it looked identical, exactly identical to the way they would demo the Las Vegas casinos and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you notice, after all that shit happened, you don't see It was a Friday night special. ABC would have a Friday night special. We're bringing down the Sands or some shit like that. And it would be this big old hour-long TV special, and they'd demo the fucking building down and be a big old party there. You don't see that anymore. And the way it collapsed on itself, it was just too fucking perfect. And numerous people, that's the first thing they fucking said. It's like, you know, it come down like a... They were even saying it on the news, you know, when it was live. It was... That looks like a controlled demo.
The perfect demolition job.
And if you start watching all the footage of it, you see all the explosions coming out the sides of it everywhere, and all the people running off saying, man, there's bombs going off in the
bottom. There's footage of it. You can hear the bombs that go off.
You know, it doesn't take a fucking rocket appliance to figure that shit out. I mean, fuck.
So, yeah, we should get back into this when we come back from the break.
Maybe what time are we at?
It's 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock?
We're about to enter the second segment, second sector.
Right. The next level. We'll bring you to... Yes. So that's when we go to the next level.
You have arrived.
Welcome. Welcome to the next level.
All right, we're going to give you some local music, and we'll get you back here in a minute.
Love you. We'll be right back. And we're back on mtradio.net. You're listening to the Intel Scanner, as always, on Tuesday nights.
You just heard some Asinine, Archeron Thodol, and Enrapture. All Montana music.
Really like that Enrapture. Some guys are good. And girls. They got people. Some crazy sounds. They make some crazy sounds, man. Yeah! Crack one open. Sit back, relax. Open up your thinking caps. Open up your legs.
Whoa. Don't threaten me with a good time.
And hang out and listen to us. Give us a call at 406-545-4496. Just give us a shout. Anytime. You got something to say.
Fucking say it.
Or just call in and heavy breathe. Breathe heavy on the phone.
That would be awesome. We'll keep you on air for the rest of the show. Yeah. If you'll call in and just breathe hard.
Faux show.
Make disgusting little under your breath comments. Oh, God, I love it.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Shout out. We're hiring a new beer wench.
Yes.
If anyone is interested.
Other one quit. Well, or was deported one. Or something. I don't know.
Something. I think she got a job back on the corner of Desperation.
34D is a requirement, right?
Needy and the corner of Needy and Desperation. Streets.
I've been there before.
So have I. I mean, wicked crack addiction will take you to the depths sometimes, but you know, climbing back out was a good time.
But you got to fight back, sport.
Climbing back out from the depths of the dungeon from which I betrayed upon myself. So that brings us to the war on drugs as a false flag. I think it was. It is a false flag Okay, they're declaring there's a problem. They're acting against this problem of drugs and implementing SWAT teams and all kinds of crazy new rules against the American people, using the drugs as a false flag to implement a war upon the people.
Mm-hmm. Through civil forfeiture, I mean... Civil forfeiture is a false flag.
That's a big one.
Total false flag. All they have to do is, they don't even have to prove anything. They don't have to arrest you, charge you, or nothing.
Nope.
All they have to say is, you might possibly could, might even just know somebody that's involved in something criminal. They'll take your house, your car, raid your bank, everything. This can happen, and it's been happening a lot.
More and more, because they're really seeing that look at how much money we can get from everybody.
Yep.
Those guys are fucking balling.
For free.
And it all stays, it's a federal law, but all civil forfeiture stays in the hands of the city. Did you know that? It's not the federales that confiscate any of that. It all stays 100% in the hands of city police.
All the cops, they have a site where they compare pictures of what they seize. They're like, look at all this money we got in the app. They try to have like little contest to see who can get the biggest busts and stuff.
Aren't they clever, those cops?
You government men are funny. Hope you feel good about yourselves and your worthless lives.
Traveling with cash? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You're in trouble now.
Who are you to live in the land of money worshiping and make money? Just get the fuck out of here. See, that's what I understand about drug dealing is... We live in the land of worshiping money, 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 worship money, be greedy, it's okay. And then you have these drug dealers that are selling drugs, that make money, and that are just doing what they were programmed to do, that what they were indoctrinated to do, right? And they get punished for this? I don't know. It seems hokey.
No, it's a setup.
It's an absolute setup.
Yeah, not to mention it's an excuse to invade underdeveloped countries. That's what they do for a prime source of their income for their country is produce certain amounts of drugs, such as the opium poppy and marijuana, the coca leaf. The war actually seems to be pretext for military invasions into less developed countries, right? Where the bad covert drug lords on behalf of Western intelligence services are producing drugs into U.S. and first world markets. So by creating the war on drugs, they're creating higher prices. They get to control it themselves. It's just a takeover of the drug industry by the government. produces huge incomes and generates black budget money for them intelligence services such as the CIA.
And what's scary is these supposed scientists that go out and publicly on an anti-marijuana crusade, and we find a lot of them are paid by the pharmaceutical companies.
Weird.
Who'd have thunk?
What interest would they have in anything like that?
Hey, conspiracy theorist, what are you talking about?
Right, what interest would they have in any of that? No. The pharmaceutical companies, they make enough money on their own, right? They don't need to really...
Such a wholesome business.
...stop anyone else from making money. Why would they do that? Why would they do anything like that? It's not like marijuana cuts into their sales. Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, wait. No, you need Prozac and... Fucking
ding.
What's the other one that the kids like? The anti-anxiety?
Zoloft?
Which is the one?
Xanax.
That's the one the kids all like.
Give me a Zanny bar, yo. Yeah.
Yeah, bruh.
I'm on three Zanny bars and three Mollies right now.
Yeah. Pharmaceutical drugs. Great.
Yeah, yeah.
So, false flag. What's the best false flag ever? I mean, obviously 9/11, that was obviously the most...
That's probably the best one ever.
The highest profile one
ever. Pearl Harbor was a pretty decent one.
Pearl Harbor was solid.
Wow, yeah.
Well, I mean, was Pearl Harbor really... That wasn't really a false flag. I mean, it was known it was going to happen. It was just... Was it Roosevelt?
Yeah.
You know what? We'll just let it happen and we'll get...
Well, where is that?
Because the American people did not want to fight in World War II.
Exactly.
They were still burnt out from World War I.
We're itching to drop these new atomic weapons.
Be like, we got it. We got all these new... Just come on, Rosie. We
got some new toys to play with.
Rockefeller and Ford and all the fucking industrialist cocksuckers. No, just leaned on them so hard and was like, no, don't do anything. No. Just wait. Let's wait it out, partner. And yeah, so I don't know. Was Pearl Harbor really a false flag or just a...
It was a false flag under the sense that it was allowed to occur so that way the American... opinion would go in favor of going to war. So, I mean, it could have been stopped. There could have been a lot of lives saved. I mean, a lot of money saved. I mean, how many damn boats did they fucking blow up? I mean, that we had to fucking build again.
Yeah, exactly, build again. That's jobs.
Jobs.
That's stock. Yeah. That's, you know, stock prices going up.
Oh, yeah.
That's more shit being transported across the railroads. You know, I mean, it's all the way more money for... corporate interest.
And it'll trickle down, so, you know.
Yeah, trickle down. Bring up good old Ronald Reagan. Now that's a false flag.
Iran and Contra, that whole Iran-Contra deal.
Iran-Contra, boy, that's a fun one.
Wasn't he in office when we were down in fucking Panama?
That wasn't exactly a false flag as much as just complete fucking scumbagness by our government.
Yeah. What else?
Because a false flag is more something like 9/11. Where an act is perpetrated and is completely lied to about what's going on for a completely nefarious purpose. That's what I see a false flag as. Is that...
Yeah.
I mean, like you take the Batman shooting. That's the Aurora, Colorado, a couple years back. There, you can take every name of the people that were supposedly executed in that. And you can check their names to the Colorado Social Security, because when you get killed, there's obviously a record of it with the Social Security office for, you know, when you collect with the IRS and that. And every name, there's only one name that even matches up to anybody that died in Colorado that year, and it's to a completely different person. And when you look into it, it's not just the Batman shooting, it's 9/11, it's Oklahoma City. It's Sandy Hook. It's all these have a lot of things running in a common theme. And no death certificates is a big thing. There's no death certificates for any of those people that died in those planes. I mean, look it up. I mean, this is all known things. So, I mean, there's just a lot of same occurrences that happen in a lot of these things. So, eyes peeled.
Eyes peeled. Oh, yeah. Well, why wouldn't they use any... means they could to get the control and power that they want.
Right. Right.
Even if it meant killing a bunch of innocents.
Fuck. That's the least of what they want.
Oh, yeah. Regular Joe Schmoes are expendable. I mean...
Murder, they want torture. That's what they get off on. It's
yeah. Yeah, that's
pain and the misery of others. I mean, competition is a sin, to quote Big Daddy John D.
I just want sunshine and
and his piece of shit buddy,
puppies and unicorns.
I can hire half the working class to kill the other half. I mean, these people are.
Well, if you had enough to pay people to do that, you could really do that.
Money talks, bullshit walks, and that's what you know. That's what we've been kind of accustomed to our entire lives is always chase that fucking money. So if somebody's gonna offer you, you know, $25,000 to go do something fucking dumb, there's a lot of fucking retards that'll fucking do it.
Well, yeah,
not this retard, but retards.
Well, I mean, if you're hungry and don't have a job, and you'd probably take what they're giving you to go kill somebody that has a job and food, and now you get their stuff.
Mm.
How hard is it to get
their that? Wife and kids? And
well, I mean, depend. Why is she cute?
Why are you hiring?
Why are you hiring, son?
How cute?
How cute is she? Kids, under, boys, under, girls. Under what?
Should we take her into interrogation? Fucking find out what she knows.
Put her in a box underneath the bed.
Okay, we'll find out what she knows. Dissident. Separatist.
Separatist.
Separatist. That's a really good one.
Free good thinker. Label.
Free thinker.
Conspiracy theorist.
Free thinking separatist. Oh, that's a good one.
So what is the bottom line for our reasoning behind a false flag? Why does our government have, for some reason, need to fucking do it consistently and constantly?
Well, every time it serves a different purpose. Like, you take the sinking of the USS Maine to, and that was in order, and we blamed it on Spain, and that was for us to go to war against Spain.
And we acquired property over it. That's where we got
you
Guam.
You take a false flag like Sandy Hook, and it's for obvious gun control. You take a false flag like 9/11, and it's very obvious what that was for. I mean, we can just look back 13 years and see very clearly state. What the fuck's going on with that.
Militarize the police.
Oh, it's militarize the police. It's global war. It's super surveillance. I mean, seize the oil. It was a checkmate move, really.
That was a good one, huh?
Good one. Bravo. Let's give a bravo. Let's give a round of applause for 9/11. That was a good one, CIA. Woo! Yeah!
Pulled it off. You really pulled it off. That was the one they pulled
that
off.
Was, you guys but did then, it with that one.
But then it also, that was had the reverse effect of waking so many people up to be watching these fools now. They can't get away with the shit like they used to. Now they will have to do something huge to get away with it. They'll have to nuke a city. I keep saying that, but I think they're going to nuke a city.
Good. Very
is
well.
Is it time to blow up the moon?
It is. Shrink the moon to a minuscule size and hold it for ransom.
Didn't they already blow up the moon? And what we're seeing is actually a
hologram.
Like a hologram?
Yeah. Holographic image. The moon was made of blue cheese or green cheese. That was it. Green cheese. The moon was made of cheese. And they fed it to all the rats. They shipped a bunch of rats up there, and the rats ate it all. And
so, like snitches or like actual?
I wish a snitch. Every snitch would just drop dead Hoffa. Right now. If every snitch could have a brain
informant
put in their head.
Stoolie.
But snitches are a dying breed, anyways.
That's what I've heard. I heard they catch Ebola really easily.
They get ditches. Snitches wind up in ditches. That's for damn sure. So don't even think about it, you rat fucks out there. You need to really get a grip on yourself. Look in the mirror. Why don't you tell on yourself? So Vietnam War started with the Tonkin incident, where the American destroyer Maddox was supposedly attacked twice by three North Vietnamese torpedo boats in 1964 in the Gulf of Tonkin. But it never happened. What was happening at the time were aggressive South Vietnamese raids against the North in the same general area. So that was used as, well, they attacked our stuff, we got to go to Vietnam. President Nixon negotiated a peace with honor in 1973. This war was lost when North Vietnam finally conquered South Vietnam in 1975. So we pulled out. North Vietnam took over. We lost. Went.
How do you think we didn't really lose?
We pulled out, huh? We couldn't impregnate them with the power of democracy.
Deep enough. We didn't get it in there deep enough.
The only thing that was lost about that war was the government's hold on the American people's minds. If they could have kept the American people focused on the war, we'd still be fighting the good fight, man. We're still taking out the commies.
Moved over to the Middle East more or less now. But there was from there we went to like the Grenada.
That was a fun one.
What's scary is how many people are so gung-ho to just, you know, go out to the Middle East and take care of these guys and everything. You see it in the streets, in the news, you know, kill those bastards, blah, blah, blah.
And well, the media builds them into such an enemy.
What happened to the peace movement, you know, that whole Vietnam thing? And do they even teach Vietnam War in history anymore?
I don't think so.
I don't think they do.
They didn't teach us about the Bolshevik Revolution, so I don't see why they would be teaching about that.
The peace movement all went to work for corporate jobs and did... Well, they did a bunch of acid, and then they got pregnant, and then they needed to have houses, and then they got...
Peace through money.
Student loans, and they went and bought houses and got mortgages, and then they went to work, and...
Money trumps peace.
Corporate America, and...
Jobs.
Sold out, motherfuckers. I blame our grandparents and parents for letting all this crap happen, really.
Yeah, this is... It's...
So, thanks, guys. Thanks, y'all. Whatever.
Thanks.
Way to go. Way to lay down all that shit that so much of your grandfather bled for to keep the freedoms that we had been so hard fought and won. But, so now all that shit's slipping away, and now our police are militarized, and they're going to laser tag you. If you even sneeze, and they might shoot you in the face. Good luck getting pulled over, going to work every day. You better have your insurance paid, everyone. So just be careful out there. It's almost time for some more music, isn't it?
It is. I just want to say one thing. You said insurance. Where is the insurance company stepping up for cop insurance? What we need is cop insurance. We should have insurance policy for when cops wrongly... harass you and everything.
Ooh, that's
so you can get a lawyer, so you can afford a lawyer and everything. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's getting to that point.
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
That's the best
idea I've heard in a long time. No one would be able to pay that.
It would be too expensive. See,
you know what would happen is the police would get behind you and run your plates or whatever. They'd find out you have cop insurance. On to the next one.
Yep.
They wouldn't even mess with you. Nah.
That'd
just like
great.
Yeah.
On that note,
well, we got some Unicorn Cannery coming up and some other local artists. So stay tuned for the third sector.
Sector.
Intel Scanner.
DEFCON 5.
I can't just sit here and do nothing. I guess according to these steps, I have to do this. Right? For me?
Together. We'll be right back.
Intel Scanner, back for Sector 3. I wanted to comment on something that you had said earlier about people are so gung-ho about going to war. So it's because these people aren't having to strap on a uniform and actually go over there and fight. You know, a lot of these guys that they'll talk to on the street or whatever, oh yeah, man, kill them all, fucking great. All these politicians, you know, we need to go to war and stuff. Well, it's not them that's going to go fucking get their legs blown off. It's not their kids that are going to go have their legs blown off. It's just going to be the peasants going again. So, I don't know.
Who else fights in wars? It's not rich men that fight the wars.
It ever. Used to be. It used to be a lot of upperclassmen.
Well, it used to be the nobles and lords and the king had to get out in the front of the army.
Yeah, that
for
was
a war to be fought.
That's how you got peasants riled up. Now there's television to get the peasants riled up.
So none of these lords and ladies and none of these lords and kings and knights and all these noblemen don't fight.
Noblemen.
No.
Noblemen.
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 Noble all government men.
Noble.
How quaint.
That leadeth out of the darkness.
You know, like the Duke of Dutchingham. Of Yorkshire.
Fucking the Duke of Pukingham.
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, did you hear that the royal shitheads are having another baby?
Oh, good for
them. Yeah, so that's fun.
A deformed little lizard monster, is it?
I had never heard that idiot speak. I saw like a clip on the news, the chick. I don't know. Kate. I had never heard her speak before.
I don't think she's allowed to talk much.
I wouldn't let her talk much. No. Be like, you're not gonna fuck this up, bitch. I'm gonna be king someday. He's gonna be like his daddy, be like some 70-year-old prince. I'm Prince. I'm 75 years old and I'm Prince.
Still. My father will never die.
My mother
will just not die.
Oh no, because it's after the queen, then you got Prince Charles. And then
that's what I mean. The grandson, the young one. He's going to be a 75-year-old prince.
She's got to kick it sooner or later.
I don't know. She's got.
How old is she? Like 192.
I think she's like 90. I think.
No one knows.
She's probably already dead. And they're just fucking propping her up.
They're
with
just
sticks
prop her up. She's a hologram.
She's probably a hologram. Yeah. Yeah.
They can't find her birth certificate.
It's probably with Obama somewhere at the bottom of the ocean.
Great. So yeah.
They're not born. They're created.
Yeah. So false flags. Which what false flags have we not at least mentioned? Mentioned all the good ones.
Well,
Panama was one, wasn't it?
Was.
I don't know if Panama was really a false flag rather than just an all-out invasion.
Well, the incident between the American and the Panamanian troops led to invasion. The leader Noriega was changed, and the earlier Carter administration plan to hand control of the canal over to Panama was canceled. The strategic importance of the canal was has surpassed any more just thinking in U.S. global domination policy. It's. They said that there was an incident between the American and Panamanian troops, so we sent more troops in or whatever. There was an incident, so we just...
There might have been a false flag.
So we just invaded, you know.
The actual invasion of Panama, that was just a straight up...
What about the one false flag that never came to be and that got Kennedy got shot over?
The Bay of Pigs. Oh, Operation Northwoods. I had that one, yeah. Operation Northwoods was good. That was when airlines were planned. They were going to take airlines and fly them into buildings and blame Cuba for it. Oh. That's right. Oh. We forgot about Operation Northwoods.
Well, it happened. We just... It blamed, just got postponed. Blamed the new target.
Yeah, postponed and slightly
it
altered.
It was a reboot on the old idea.
Right.
Operation Northwoods.
Hollywood's been doing it for years.
Oh, yeah. Wagging the dog.
They got this book in the White House, false flags. It's all just notes. Yeah. And, oh, we haven't used this one yet.
Oh, we haven't used this one since...
In 40 years.
Yeah.
Remember when Bob came up with this? Oh, fucking crazy.
Oh, Bob was great.
Bob...
God rest his government
Bob
soul.
Bob Ford?
Bob Kissinger?
Bob Kissinger, is he related to Henry?
Yeah. It's
Big Hen, he's like the fucking... He's one of the kings of false flags.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's an old fuck, too. He's fucking
God, that won't die. Holy fuck. The world is going to be so glad to be rid of him. Talk about a man that just has so much blood on his hands. More blood. He is.
Yeah, he's responsible for a lot of shit.
He's like Macbeth. He's not going to be able to wash that blood off his hands. In 100 fucking lifetimes, he won't be able to wash all that blood off his hands. Macbeth, when he starts seeing all the... Never mind.
Shakespeare in the Park. So that
yeah,
doing?
Shakespeare in the Park. Really? Who's... Anyways, what about the first Gulf War even? Desert Storm. False flag.
That wasn't really a false flag. That was just like a business deal gone wrong with Saddam.
Yeah,
you know,
we needed a reason to get a presence over there.
Well, I mean, there was a media hoax involved where the daughter of Kuwait U.S. ambassador played a nurse on TV and testified to witnessing Iraqi soldiers throwing babies out of incubators onto the floor in Kuwait. And so that was somewhat of a... Yeah, I mean, and that was turned out to be totally not true, and that's what they use that to sway
the children,
right? Sway the hearts and minds of the American people to back, you know, the politicians and their greedy, grubby oil and money war. Fun stuff.
Greedy, grubby, grabbing.
I want to play too.
Goofball, fucking. Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
Greedy, grabby, gotta go for guts. Eating motherfuckers.
Googly, gaggly.
Yeah, cause, I mean, before the first Gulf War, weren't we supplying arms to Saddam so he could try to keep control of fucking Iran?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's what he gassed him. That. He used. Yeah, he gassed him.
U.S.-Israeli-sponsored war between Iraq and Iran.
Yep.
Went from 1980 to
88. That was Reagan and... George Bush Sr.
Big Reg. Oh, George Bush Sr. He's another
all
big
stuff. One. You're not even going off the paper and you know and all this, everything that's popping up. All right.
George Bush Sr. Now, he's another one like Kissinger. He's got a lot of blood on his hands, too.
No, it's fuck. I mean, he was born with blood on his
head. Head of CIA. Well, his daddy was Prescott, right?
Yeah.
The fucking...
Prescott Bush.
Prescott.
The Council on Foreign Relations. The Trilateral Commission.
Carlisle.
The guy, I mean, he started all a lot of stuff that Prescott Bush had his hands in everything. Quite a speaker. Go
Nazism.
Look at some of his old speeches and things. He was quite a speaker.
Yeah, he was trained really well.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he was.
That's what Naval Academy and West Point and Harvard and all those places will do for you.
Yup, yup. So, yeah, U.S.-Israeli sponsored war between Iraq and Iran. Kissinger had some shit to do in there, too. Desert Storm. Hussein asked permission from the U.S. Got to answer that the U.S. does not care about Arab quarrels, which was a trap. And then Saddam occupied Kuwait, and that's when the girl said, they threw babies on the floor, and we're like, fine, we're invading Kuwait. And that was... and... Taking a
rescue. Kuwait.
Well, I guess like
rescuing Kuwait from the evil Saddam and the baby killers. Yeah,
we're gonna get some oil cheap.
Well, remember when Donald Rumsfeld at the time? I forget his. I think he was Secretary of Defense under the Reagan Bush, whatever. But he said, I fucking lost my train of thought. Dead air.
So then came the War on Terror. The War on Terror was launched by the Bush administration. Who smushed the Senate's face in? No, anyway, October 2001. The war was claimed to be the response on terrorism, especially the 9/11 incidents. You know, all right, so I guess we covered that some. But, you know, the war on terror was just, we all know, to militarize the police, incorporate the surveillance grid, indoctrinate the people into losing more and more of their rights and freedoms and slash the Constitution and Bill of Rights into nothing, and the NDAA come out of that, the Patriot Act came out of that.
Before I had a brain lapse, when Donald Rumsfeld told the people of Kuwait to stand up against Saddam, you start fighting and we'll be there to back you up. And the people of Kuwait started fighting the Iraqis and shit, and there was no U.S. soldiers to be found. And then they used that retaliation from Saddam to come in there and fuck them up. And then it was like, well, we got to go help the people of Kuwait.
Right. They're smashing babies on the floor out of incubators.
Yep. Got to get them.
Get them. So, I mean...
We're so helpful.
We are. We're some helpful motherfuckers. We, you know... So now, so the Enduring Freedom, Operation Enduring Freedom, which was AKA the Afghanistan invasion.
I like that word. Was that the Enduring Freedom? Like, that, like freedom's just horrible. It's like torture.
Was that the Mission Accomplished one? Or
yes.
Yep.
That was awesome.
Enduring Freedom, Mission Accomplished.
We are enduring. Our freedom is enduring.
That was pretty awesome. George Bush walking out on that aircraft carrier, all just total cool guy.
He was swagging, too.
Yeah, he was, dude. He was looking like the
collar was popped and everything.
In his jacket.
He was looking like those idiots in Armageddon at the end when they're walking off the fucking... Boy, he was just so wind-blowing, just smiling. Mr. Cop, we did it, man. A couple days. Shock and awe, bud. No problemo.
How is that freedom enduring?
Yeah.
How is
that...
Taste that freedom.
Get a
taste
big whiff.
It.
Get a big whiff. Oh wait, that's mustard gas.
Oh, sarin gas. And all right, whatever.
Oh, I saw this idiot post on Facebook. It showed one of those riot police that shoots the gas canisters, and it had a question like, "What is this for?" And I was like, "What the fuck do you think this is for?" I mean, I had no.
Oh, the grenade launcher.
Yeah. Like, what do you think this is for?
Oh,
I don't
big
know.
One too, the big round one with all the canisters on that fucker. Yeah,
well,
I saw that same one.
You can
one.
Shoot tear gas out of them. You can shoot smoke out of them.
Oh, you can shoot grenade launchers. You can
they've,
shoot.
They've got, they got rounds that when you pull the trigger, it'll shoot a fireball.
You know, it's good.
Yeah, it's cool.
Like Mario. You can be like Mario out there shooting fireballs and shit.
You get some fucking moon shoes out. You can start jumping around too.
Awesome.
Going after the Goombas.
Some damn Goombas. Shoot them up. So that's what they look at the American people as now. We are under attack, clear, blatant attack. There's been a coup against our initial government that was in place, and now we're all suffering from it, but we're suffering silently. No, not so silently around here.
And we're blinded. But blinded.
The majority of the American people are blind to it, it seems like, and letting it go on further and further. It's going to reach a point, I think it's really close to that point, where it's not going to be able to get our freedom back from these maniacs who are overzealously policing and surveilling everywhere and everyone.
I would say we're blinded by capitalism. As long as capitalism wins, we did good.
Well, I mean, you're blaming the politicians. You got to hold the people at ground level, too. I mean, the intelligence analysts, these patrol cops... these federal police. I mean, you have to hold everybody accountable. You can't just say government, because it comes down to individuals.
The judges, city council members.
I hate these pieces of shit that like claim that they're police officers and well, I don't know what to do to fight the corruption. They're posting up on Cop Block and oh yeah, I'm a police officer. I don't know what to do to fight the corruption. I don't know what to do. My hands are tied. I'm just following my job. I need to get a paycheck like everybody else.
Yeah, but okay. What about them? Well, don't they need a paycheck? How are they going to live? What do you expect from these people, really?
Oh,
how do they get
point.
Stopped? How do you stop that? Because there's always going to be that vacuum, that poverty vacuum, that will suck. That will suck out of. It'll suck into the other side, into all these police, into the bureaucracy. They can take these people because they have nothing, and those people will be come out of their poverty and all of a sudden have. Oh, I'm a social worker, and I work for the government. Now I have a little bit of power. Now I make a paycheck, and now I have power over you.
Capitalism tied you up,
and that's what they get off on. It's like they find these people.
It's a binding service to the dollar.
Binding. So, really, the only way
is kill yourself. That's really the only
if
way.
If all of these people were to have some kind of accidents, you know, accidents happen. The hand of God works in mysterious ways.
The hand of God.
So, I mean...
Where is the hand of God?
It is in. It's in within all of us. It's within you, brother. It's within you.
It's being held in the basement of the White House.
Mm-hmm.
It's up Obama's dress.
Nicolas Cage is going to find
it. It's at the end of Mrs. Obama's big long penis.
Be careful. Be careful. Last
careful.
Person
remember,
was,
remember Joan.
Yeah, last person that talked shit about Mrs. or Mr. or
oh, what
yeah.
is his
What's
name?
Her name?
Michael,
her name?
Michael
name?
Obama. That
she looked like
time.
A silverback gorilla, that dude does.
Got some big shoulders, doesn't he? Her? She's bigger than him. You ever seen them standing next
oh,
to each other?
Man. They
yeah,
look like
stacked.
The perfect
boy.
10.
She could play WNBA.
That'd be frightening to watch them fuck. Can you imagine watching Barack Obama and Michelle Obama fuck? How disgusting would that be to
oh
watch?
Oh my gosh.
I bet she's like violently aggressive
I
with him.
I would pay good fucking money to see that shit. I tell you
I bet she just holds on to his ears and just fucking mops him around.
That's why in his speeches he's always like, because he's fucking been beat fucking stupid from all the
wow
foreplaying.
From the big dick and that fuck on his wife.
Michelle really put a hurt to me last night.
Put a hurt to
me. He does kind of walk kind of bully.
I'd hate to see their role playing. Okay, I'm America and you're Iran. Here I come.
Well, you can see fucking Michelle all dressed as like the Ayatollah or something.
I can see Michelle Obama dressed up like Mr. T with all the
Oh! What you talking about, Food Obama?
Fuck you. Come here, boy.
Put your pants down.
Put your pants down. Don't make me come too quick, or I'll fucking.
Maybe she puts on one of Lincoln's suits, you know, because she could probably fit in there.
Michelle Obama and Barack Obama gets to fuck Abraham Lincoln. Wow. Now that's fucking. Where's Larry Flint? Larry Flint, call Barack Obama and tell him you need a favor. Porno's in recession. We need Barack Obongo. We already talked about that. How Vladimir Putin and Barack Obama could do a gay porn and pull the world out of recession.
Oh, so yep. In like 24 hours.
In 24 hours.
You get Kim.com on that shit. He'd fucking upload that shit everywhere for us.
See, that's what we get everybody getting along. The whole world would be like, huh? All of a sudden, Barack Obama and Vladimir Putin are dating. They're holding hands and like showing up at UN meetings,
as
all like kissy and cuddly with each other, all snuggling.
Wow. They ordained Kim Kardashian to marry them.
Yeah. Wow, that would be rad.
Macaulay Culkin is
Kim
Jong-un's
the best man.
Yes. Yes.
That'd be the wedding of the millennium.
That would be the wedding to end all weddings.
That'd be worth being televised at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Got 90 seconds. So with the upcoming impending wedding of Vladimir Putin and Barack Obama, we wish them the best.
Is that going to be a false flag?
I wonder. Yeah.
Wow.
What their false
what
flag?
What would they be
is.
Trying to? What
that
would
be a false flag.
Their divorce,
divorce
would bring apart World War III.
Oh, because then they'd have to divide assets.
Exactly.
The U.S., Russia, then they have to divide them all. How would you divide all those assets?
The children got to pick which side they want to live on.
Mm-hmm. Right. And Vladimir Putin would have to pay for like, you know, burn cream for Barack Obama's vagina.
Well, we're winding down here. This has been Intel Scanner. Number 38. And
we love all you out there listening.
Hope you enjoyed the show and hope you tune in again next Tuesday.
If this is in the archives, we predicted it.